For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome back to the Monday Waffle. We've taken over the show from Kate and Mitch. I'm sure you're tired of hearing their voices, so we're giving them a bit of a break. You're joined with Alexia Peche and myself, Rachel Clifford.
Welcome, Rach, to the Monday Waffle. It's great to be here. And yep, Kate and Mitch are on holidays this week. With just 9 rounds of this season, each team playing each other once, and some clubs have already played 5 of their 8 matches, and that's including one bye, things are really starting to take shape. On Saturday, we hit the halfway mark of the season with South Freo and West Perth moving further clear on top, while Claremont maintained their spot and Subiaco showed they can't be counted out.
All 4 rounds kicked off on Saturday afternoon. It was wet and wild, but so East Freo took a nice breather from that one and had a bye week. South Freo kicked the last 4 goals of the game coming from behind to beat Swan Districts, and I'd say South Freo are probably fag favourites now. 10-7, 67 to 7-5, 47. Mason Shaw, a big standout for South Freo, booting 4 of his own goals. And Subiaco dropping dramatically in the ladder, are still in the fight for a premiership, ending on 10-15, 75 to 5-8, 38. With a victory over Peel Thunder, Lachlan Delahunty was sensational for the Lions in the ruck with 40 hit-outs and 18 disposals.
A massive game for Lockie there. Gonna like that one. He's a friend of the show, isn't he?
Absolutely.
A phenomenal contest and some good footy down at Lathlane's Mineral Resources Park, with West Perth continuing its dominance over Perth with a 13-12-90 to 12-11-83 win. The milestone man, Tyler Cartel, stepping up with 6 goals to his name, 4 of those in just 10 minutes, Rach, and we'll be speaking to him later in the show. Our favourite run gun, Logan McDonald from Perth, adding 3 goals to his name as well. So some nice footy down at Lathlane over the weekend.
Yeah, it seemed to be pretty busy with almost 2,000 people attending that game. So some pretty busy people down
pretty
there.
Pretty big numbers getting down to that game. Got to be happy with that. And it's not even that big of a space, I feel.
No, that'd all be jam-packed in, and I guess the old faithfuls are there yelling out.
The diehards. And the last game of the round saw Claremont cement its spot in the top 4, beating East Perth 12-14-86 to 8-4-52. Some solid goal kickers in that round from Anton Hamp, 150 games for him as well, and Alec Waterman, out of character for Jai Bolton, only 18 disposals. Quiet game for him.
Very.
So that's the end of round 5. South Freo is a clear winner at the moment, leading 5 wins, 0 losses. West Perth and Claremont on 4-1. Perth 3-1, hanging on to 4th position ahead of Subiaco 2-2. A strange season, that's for sure. Didn't expect to see Subiaco that far down on the ladder.
Neither have I. I went and watched them a couple of times, and I reckon they're getting a bit slow. So I think pick up the pace. Maybe pre-season they got a bit stuck.
Maybe the arrogance has got to them a little bit, the arrogance of winning. But all the best to them for the next season. We'll be interested to see where things go from here. It's definitely going to start taking shape, I feel.
It's time for the Monday Waffle News.
And a wrap of the news for the week. South Freo continue their 8-game winning streak. Bit of a wet and scrappy game for everyone, but no major injuries to report. Some significant milestones also across the competition with Anton Hamp, East Perth, 150 games and a life membership. Tyler Cartel, also 6 goals in his 100th Waffle Game appearance, and he also joins us now.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
100 games, 6 goals, and 4 of those in just 10 minutes. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us here on the Monday Waffle. How are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, it was great to get the win across the weekend. It was, super important for our season. So, it's obviously we're sitting at 4-1 now. It's a good feeling.
But 100 games for you, let's go a bit more into that. That's a pretty big milestone to make as any player. Were you excited going into the game? What were you feeling?
Yeah, I was excited. I was more proud than anything to obviously get my name on the locker at West Perth. Now there's some pretty good names on all the numbers. So to have mine up just in those surrounds is obviously really, really good, and I'm quite proud of it.
So you started at West Perth back in 2015. What was the reason for choosing the Falcons?
Yeah, I've had a bond with West Perth through my family, and my uncle used to play there, so. Yeah, when I was a little kid, I was running around those grounds watching him play. So when I sort of made my mind up that I was going to move away from East Perth, West Perth was the obvious choice for me, and they were happy to have me. So,
Speaking of bonds, what's the relationships that you've formed now through playing footy at that club?
Yeah, I've got some of my best mates down there. Obviously we spend a lot of time together throughout the week and then on the weekends as well. So, yeah, probably my best mates are there, and it just makes it easy spending so much time with the club with them.
Aaron Black is captain. What do you make of him as a leader and as a mate?
Yeah, Blackie's been fantastic. I think since he's sort of stepped into the role as captain, his game's probably gone to another level. I don't think there's anyone in the competition that sort of puts his head over the ball more often than him. So, yeah, he definitely leads from the front. And, yeah, in terms of being a really good mate of mine, yeah, he's obviously one of them. And, yeah, I'm just really happy for him and the way he's going at the moment. He's absolutely killing it.
So you're the leading goal kicker currently, and Shane Nelson is the leading disposal getter in the whole waffle. Obviously got some danger in the team. What's the year looking like for West Perth so far and to come?
Yeah, well, I think we've been really good to date. We don't really read too much into those stats. It's obviously really good that Nelly's getting his hands on the footy, because I think, yeah, when he does get his hands on the footy, that's when he's most damaging. So there's no doubt that, yeah, we're looking to obviously play finals this year, and we're going to need those boys performing sort of going into the next couple of weeks.
So, Tyler, 14 goals of the season so far. Lex and I were having a bit of a chat before thinking, how are you so precise with goal kicking? So we see Josh Kennedy and now Rory Lobb doing the sort of shutter step. Have you got a particular way you perfect your goal kicking?
No, I've kind of gone away from the standard trying to work out how many steps and having too much formality to it, I suppose. I just try and go back and sort of clear the head and just make sure I kick through the ball and do the simple things right. I think, when I was thinking too much into it and trying to make everything perfect, that's probably when I was going my worst. So, yeah, just simplified things a little bit, and it seems to be working at the moment.
When you say clear your head, obviously in the heat of a game, where do you even get a spare moment to do that? Is there something that you sort of focus on to just get into that headspace?
Yeah, I think just a few deep breaths is sort of all it takes, and just close the eyes for a second and reset. And, it obviously just allows you to think more clearly and obviously focus on what you need to do.
In your time at the club, has there been one particular coach or maybe mentor that's been a massive part of your journey and sort of popped up again around the 100-game mark and even just every week, I suppose?
Yeah, there's probably one clear one that's been a constant for me since I came to West Perth, and that's Jason Selisich. It was pretty tough on me in the early days in regards to my training standards, because I think he knew what I was capable of achieving, but I probably wasn't doing enough to get to that level. But, yeah, he's been super for me since I stepped foot in that club. He's just always got honest feedback for me, and I know all the feedback that he's got for me is coming from the right place. So, yeah, everything that he's done for me has been super important in helping me become the player I am today.
What's some of the harshest things he said to you?
I don't know if there's anything in particular, but I think when in my early days, there was times when I became a little bit selfish in front of goal and things like that, and there was some pretty stern words which were needed. And I think back on now, and it was definitely the right call.
So hitting the 100-game milestone, I guess you'd be considered as an experienced or higher up player. What's the youth like coming through, and are you mentoring them now?
Yeah, we've got some really good young players at the club, and I think our Colts are doing really well this year as well. I think they've only lost one game, and they've managed to put some really good scores on the board. So to see all those young players just, obviously getting their opportunity at league level, but also what's coming through in the Colts is really positive for the club as a whole.
What's one piece of advice you'd give to those young players?
I think it's probably just train how you play. I think that's where my biggest improvements come from, is just obviously doing the work during the week, and then it just sort of happens on the weekend for you. I think when you slack off during the week, you end up just getting into that mentality on the weekend, and it's definitely hard to just flick the switch.
Mm. Speaking of training, so obviously this year's been a bit different and you guys had to kind of hit the ground running pretty quick when you came back. What was training like when you were away from the club and, away from that team mentality, I suppose?
Yeah, I think one of the things that West Perth prides itself on is its culture. And I think when we had to go away from the club and continue to do the work, that's when it was tested the most. But I think we held up really well. Everyone was really accountable and helped each other as much as we could. So, yeah, I've got no doubt that all the boys did the work, and that's probably why we're doing so well now and we're able to run out games. So, no, it was really positive in the break.
So balance is pretty important in life when trying to keep track of footy and your normality. What do you do in your spare time to sort of keep sane?
Buys a house?
There's not too much time in between obviously football and work, but yeah, just spending time with my partner and catching up with family and just doing the simple things, head out for breakfast every now and then. And yeah, I suppose there's not too much time on my hands, but yeah, what I just try to do things that are pretty relaxing and just enjoy time with others.
Let's go back a couple of years. Before football, you were doing athletics, particularly javelin. What was the transition into football? Where did that come from?
Yeah, there's probably no transition there, to be honest with you.
Any crossovers? Not really.
No. I haven't really taken anything out of that sport and transferred it across, but I was doing that. I found a niche and that I actually was okay at it when I was doing little athletics. I only did it for a few years, and then I really realised that my passion did lie with football, and I really enjoyed the team sport aspect. So, yeah, moved on pretty quickly from that one.
Was there ever a dream, and I imagine it would be, of getting drafted and playing at an AFL level?
Yeah, I think that's every kid's dream. Or every player's dream. I think you don't put this much time and effort into a sport and not hope to get to the top level. Obviously, I'm really happy with where I'm at the moment at West Perth, and obviously playing 100 games for the club, it's been awesome. I would love to go to the next level, but ultimately we don't make that decision. So, yeah, I just keep doing my best that I can for West Perth, and if something did happen, then it does. If not, I'll just keep working away and enjoying my time at West Perth.
So let's, on that sort of bandwagon, going into the future of football, are we going to see 200 games at West Perth, perhaps?
Yeah, well, hopefully I keep playing for as long as I can if the body holds up. But, yeah, obviously I'm at 100 now, and, history would tell you that most blokes sort of don't get to 200, so I'm probably over the hill now.
Well, Aaron told us that as long as he keeps stretching, he might make it to 200. So perhaps if you stretch with Aaron, you'll make it to 200.
Maybe. I'll actually have a chat to him about that tonight and see if I can get any tips, because I think he's almost there, isn't he?
Well, he would be pretty close, yeah. So if you do some yoga, perhaps that will get you there.
Okay, I'll tap into that.
Is there anything you're working on in your training now to improve your game?
I think it's more just the training as a whole and just making sure I'm getting the most out of every session. It's pretty tough to be dialed in 100% of the time, but yeah, it's sort of as close to that as you can get. I think that's when you start to get the most out of training. So there's nothing in particular that I'm working on as such, but just working on getting the most out of every session.
Are you enjoying the shorter quarters? So that means less minutes on ground. Is it easier on the body?
It's a bit of a tough one. I actually prefer the game to go a bit longer, I think. By the time you sort of get out there and you get into the swing of things, you've only really got 10 minutes left, and obviously, it's made games a little bit closer, which is probably a better spectacle. But as a player, you just enjoy being out there as long as possible. Obviously, you do a lot of training during the week. So, yeah, the more time you get to actually play, the better, I think.
Just love your footy. Speaking of, next week you've got Sharks. Do you reckon you can kick 4 goals in 9 minutes this time?
I don't know. I think I'll just
pressure's on.
Keep things simple. Yeah, keep things simple and hopefully the midfield and backs keep doing exactly what they're doing, because they're giving us forwards every chance to sort of kick a winning score. So those blokes have been fantastic.
Is that how you as a club or a team are going to be preparing for next week or this weekend's game?
Yeah, we'll just be preparing like we normally do, to be honest with you. Just go out there, obviously start really well, which we've been good at in the early part of the year, and hopefully put a score on the board that sort of sets us up for the day ahead.
Thanks for chatting with us today, Tyler. West Perth currently sitting second on the ladder, just behind South Fremantle. Hopefully you can kick another bag this weekend. Fingers crossed. Thanks again.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for chatting to us. Enjoy work.
No problem.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Rach, round six, again, all on Saturday at 2:30 across various venues. The first one, West Perth take on the Sharks in Joondalup. What are you thinking?
Ooh, I'm thinking West Perth might carry the lead again. They're second on the ladder, so I've got pretty high hopes. And, well, with just chatting with Tyler then, he seems pretty confident.
Yeah, that's what my tip was going to be. Let's lean towards Tyler for that one. So we'll roll with West Perth. Then we've got Subiaco facing East Perth at Leaderville Oval.
Let's hope that Subiaco can keep the running streak. I know that the Sharks will hold them accountable, but Subiaco, are you thinking?
No, I'm not. I'm not backing them this year. I'm going to go straight for the Royals, give them some, hopefully some luck for the weekend. Swans face Peel Thunder in Mandurah. What are you thinking?
I'm tipping Peel. I really hope they can pull through this one. Neither of them have had a win for the season, so I'm on Peel's side.
Yeah, it's anyone's game. Yeah, I'm going to go Peel. Mitch knows that I've got a soft spot for Peel this year, so stick to my guns. Peel's my tip there, and I've been waiting for this game all season. So Claremont take on Perth. In Claremont, what are you thinking?
This is a big game. I think this could go for anyone. I might tip Perth.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with Perth for this one. So it should be a good round six of footy this weekend, all on Saturday at 2:30.
And if you've enjoyed listening to the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you follow us for more. We'll see you there.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.